Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 18th day of the month of Elul here in the United States and Canada, Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, 19th day of the month of Elul in Eretz Yisrael. Today is day 706. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for the swift return home to their families. We pray for all of the Chayalim. They should be safe. Hashem, please safeguard them in their mission. Bring them home safely to their families. Please give a refuah shalema to all in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Levi Varney of the Bayit in Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Varney fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Varney will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I'd like to thank Rabbi Jack Abramowitz for filling in for me yesterday, very last minute. I had a conflict, and as always, I am grateful to him for hosting in my absence, particularly when needing to do so last minute and rearranging his schedule. So thank you, Rabbi Abramowitz. Before bringing on Rabbi Varney, I have to share with you that I have a pit in my stomach that I cannot shake. I have been deeply moved by the brutal assassination of Charlie Kirk to the point that it has surprised me just how much I feel this shock, loss, and grief. This Tehillim call is not political, and it will remain such. Today is a day of heavy hearts. We mourn the tragic loss of Charlie Kirk, a husband, a father, and above all, a man of faith. Charlie once said that when his time came, he wanted to be remembered not for all that he built or achieved, but first and foremost as a person of faith. That speaks volumes about who he was at his core. He believed deeply that the best days of America are still in front of us, and I believe that they are, if our country can humbly meet this moment. Charlie engaged respectfully with those who disagreed with him most, offering them space to be heard, and he modeled that disagreement need not cancel out dignity. He believed in restoring faith in this country, and men stepping up to the responsibilities of fathers, husbands, and role models, and in our shared future together. It is also fitting to recall his deep love and support for Israel. Charlie constantly stood by the Jewish people and the state of Israel, speaking out for its safety and its central place in our world. He was supposed to, and on the schedule, to go to Yerushalayim to speak this coming January. That too is part of his legacy, standing for faith and for truth. Earlier this morning, in his Global Daf Yomi broadcast, Rabbi Eli Stefanski, I believe appropriately, referred to Charlie as Chasidei Umos Ha'olam, righteous among the nations of the world, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin and other sources describe as non-Jews who live moral, upright lives and who merit a portion in Olam Haba. Rabbi Stefanski went on to share that Charlie is someone who stood up for truth, and that when there are those who try to distort the truth, kill those who pursue truth, that this is a call for us to to reflect and to do tshuva. Today is also September 11th, 24 years since our nation was wounded so deeply. Those days after the attacks, America came together across every divide, grieved together, we prayed together, and we carried each other. But Moshe Feinstein referred to America as a Medina Shel Chesed, a nation of kindness. While we should yearn to live in Israel, it should be a question of when, not if. We are blessed to live in a country that has given our people so much opportunity and freedom. And part of our responsibility is to pray for its continued strength and peace. So today as we recite Tehillim, please keep in mind Charlie's wife and young children, that they be comforted and find strength. The families who still mourn loved ones lost on 9/11. The Jewish people and for Israel, that it be protected in these difficult times. And for America, that it remain a nation of kindness, unity, and healing. May our tefillot, may our prayers bring comfort. May our unity bring strength. May we merit to see days of greater peace and light, and ultimately the redemption of Mashiach and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash that we all yearn for. I apologize for taking more time than typical. I have more to say and would like to share a powerful write-up that Rabbi Larry Rothblatt, Rav of Congregation Beth Aaron in Teaneck, and who has spoken on our call numerous times. For those interested, please continue to stay on the line at the conclusion when Rabbi Varney finishes the Mishnah Berurah for the Cholim. Rabbi Varney, I hope you are not in a rush. I deeply apologize for throwing you a little bit off the schedule. And with that, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Varney.
Yes, thank you for the warm introduction, and thank you for having me here, Rabbi Herman. It's an honor. The Gemara says, in the known story of Purim, that Haman, when he did the lottery, and he saw that it was in a month that Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know that that month was also the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, of course, was born and passed away on the 7th of Adar, Zayin Adar. After that introduction, he spoke about the assassination, and he spoke about September 11th. I'm recalling today is also the 18th day of the month of Elul, the birthday of Shnei HaMe'oyres HaGzaylim, the great two luminaries, the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem, and the Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Baal Shem, the Baal HaTanya. So this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisavai, Take is the parasha of all the Teichachos. There's a famous story of once, you know, the Baal of Tanya used to read the Torah every Shabbos at Shul. And one year he was out of town, so somebody else read it. That year his son, the Mittel Rebbe, Reb Dober, who later became the second Rebbe of Chabad, even though he was a young boy, 10, 11, 12, something like that, after hearing the curses, he was so sick to his stomach, that weeks later, on the eve of Yom Kippur, it's questionable if he could fast or not. When they asked him, what's the difference? Every year you hear the tochachis, every year you hear the rebukes. What happened this year? Manishtana, what happened? What changed for you this year? And he answered, every year it's my father who reads it. And when my father reads it, I don't hear curses. Perhaps part of life's greatest struggle is to see the blessings when others see the curse, or when we're going through and struggling throughout life, and we're watching the news, whether it's here in Canada, America, or of course, the situation in the Holy Land, and we worry about our brothers and sisters there. We find it difficult at times to find the silver lining, to find the blessings. However, of course, That is our mission. That's what we are obligated to do. Even with Hashem, the simcha, we have to find the simcha in life, the simcha in Torah, the simcha of performance of everyday mitzvahs. And in the beginning of this week's parsha, mitzvahs bikurim, the mitzvah of the farmer after harvesting and toiling for years and years, when he has the new fruit, according to Rashi, the sheva minim, he has his new pomegranate, he takes it, alisa, right? You go up to the holy place, the place that Hashem chose, and enjoy the, and bring the, mitzvahs bikurim, you bring your basket of fruit up there. You recall all the hard days in the past. Anita v'amarta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. You say in front of Hashem, you're a God. Arami Ovid Avi, you talk about the hard times of Lavan and Yaakov and the struggles. V'yedu of Asecham, right, and our forefathers that went down to Egypt. But ultimately, we're grateful for this moment, the moment that we are here, the moment we're here together, we're alive in the Holy Land in that case, enjoying the fruits that God allowed us to grow in His Holy Land. The Baal Shem Tov and the Altzer Rebbe, right, the idea of Chassidus, defining this light, defining the Chayut in everything that we do. So Bezrat Hashem, even on such a hard day, but every day, and even today, we continue to look for the positive, we continue to look for the bracha and the inspiration to service Hashem mitoch simcha. With that, we will go on to Tehillim, starting with Kapitel Chaf, Chapter 20. Lam natzayach mizmor ledavid, yancha adimai b'yayim tzara, yisagev chashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikoydesh, mitziyoy nisadekom, yizkor yakoy min chaysecha, ve'ilos hoyidash neselom, Yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalen, neran eno bishvosecha, uveshem eloheinu nigoil, yimale adinoi komisha leisecha, ato yodaiti, ki yoshi adinoi mishichoi, yane yumishme kocho, yedigvuroi, siyesha yiminoi, Eile v'rechev ve'eile basusim v'anachnu b'shem adinoi eliheinu naskir hei makoru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidod adinoi hoishiyom ha'melech yaneinu v'yoim koreinu. Chapter 23. Mizmoy le'david adinoi ro'i le'yasor Bin is deshe yadin feini, yalmeinu nuchoi sina haleini. Nafshi yishoi vivyan cheini, bimag leitzedek leman shemoi. Game ki eilech begeit amoves, lo yir aro, ki ato imadi, shiv decho, mishan decho, hei imo yinach amuni. Ta'arich lefonai shulchan negen tzedoi, tishant ova shemen roishi, koisi hirvoyom. Ach etoiv vachesed yidifuni kol yimei chayoi, vishavti beveis adinoi le'oi dechyomim. Chapter 121. Shir alem alois, eso inai elehori me'ayin yov yezrin. Ezri mim adinoi, yoisei shomayim o'oret. Al yitein lamayt reglecho, val yonuhum shoymrecho. Hinei lo yonum velo yishane shoymrech yisrovei. Adinoi shoymrecho, adinoi tzilcho, al yadi minecho. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakekom, yoreyach bo loilom. Adinoi yishmercho mikoro, yishmer etznafshechom. Adinoi yishmer etzeischo v'yechom, me'ato v'yad oilom. Kapitel Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-malois, mimamokim karosich adinoi. Adinoi yishimo v'kailit, yenoz necho kashuvay. Is my call to Hanunoi? E. Mavinoi Tishmoyo Adinoi Niamoid Tineho Hasiliho Lemant in Vore Kivisi Adinoi Kipsonashi Vilid Voroyo Ichalti Nashi Ladinoi Mishoim Laboyker Shoimedim Laboyker Yachel Yisroel Eladinoi Kimadino yaches en madre imoyfedus vehu yivdeis yisrovel mikol adinoisov. Chapter 142. Acheinu, Kol Beis Yisrael, first in Hebrew and then in English. Acheinu, Kol Beis Yisrael, anesunim batzor v'shviyo, ha'imvim ben bayom uben bayabosom, ha'makoyim yirachem aleihem, v'yoytziyem etzoro, l'rvoko, ma'feilo l'eirom, u'mieshiyabun l'geulo, hashto badolo, v'ilmakordi, zino imaromein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Misha Beira for the soldiers of the IDF. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech et chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon. Haumdim b'mishmar atzenu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul ha-Levanon v'amidbar Mitzrayim, u'min ha-yam ha-gadol ha-levo ha-rava u'bechol makom shehem, b'yabasha, b'avir u'bayam, yitein Adonai et oyveinu ha-kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Ha-kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu, mikol tzara v'tzuka, u'mikol nega machala, yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maseh yedehem. Yad beres onenu tachtehem, v'yaterem b'cheter yeshua u'beter nitzachon, v'yekuyam bahem ha-katum. Ki adinoy eloheichem ha'olech imachem, lilachem lachem im oyeveichem, v'hoshi etchem benomar. Amen. Mishaberach for the hostages. Mi sheberach avotin Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor et ne'edarei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav, v'kol acheinu hanetunim betzara u'b'shviya bavur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh mitpalel bavuram. Hakadosh baruch hu yimaleh rachamim aleihem yotziyem michoshe v'tzamavet u'mosrotehem yinateg u'mimitzukotehim yoshiyem v'yeshiveh meira lechek mishpechotehem yodu ladinoy chazdoyim v'niflotav livnei adam. V'yikuyam b'mikra shekatuv, u'ptuyei Adonai ishkon, u'vahu tzion b'lina, v'simchat olam ha'rosham, sason v'simcha yasigu, v'nas v'yagon v'anacham, v'nomar, amen. Finally, we'll conclude with the Mishabea for the sick. Mi sheberach avotinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech et acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ulerapam Lechazkam Ulechayotam Vishpach Lemirah Rufuah Shlema Min Hashamayim Lechol Evareyem Vechol Gideyem Betoch Shar Chole Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Urufuat HaGuf Hashna Bagalau Bizman Karim Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Varney. Great to have you on the program. We look forward to having you back on, please God, in your Hashem and in your future. For those who want to stay on, I want to share with you, and I share it with his permission, Rabbi Larry Rothwax wrote a very, very powerful article on his blog, which you can take a look on your own. It's LarryRothwax.com, LarryRothwax.com. I read it to you here, and again, I reached out to him this morning asking for his permission. Titled, The World Crying Out for Repair. 24 years ago this week, in the days after 9/11, I stood in shul and tried to put into words what felt unspeakable. I remember describing the darkness, the powerless, the sheer inability to process the enormity of what had happened. Evil, in its purest form, had broken into our lives, and we were left numb and ashamed at what humanity was capable of. This moment, in the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I feel a similar horror rising again. A young man, a voice of clarity, hope, and conviction for so many, murdered in broad daylight, a political killing in America. It is staggering. It is enraging. It exposes, in the most brutal ways, the fractures and sickness that runs through our society. Rosh Hashanah is only days away. During this time of year, we reflect on the book of life and how uncertain our fates truly are. Those words often seem abstract, but in moments like this, they crash down with unbearable force. Life is, in fact, so fragile. We wake up in the morning assuming we will have the evening. We go about our routines, unaware how thin the line really is between stability and chaos, between life and death. This is not a moment for platitudes. It is a moment of despair, of outrage, of grief for a life stolen, and for the world that made such a crime possible. But if there is any response worthy of the season we are in, it is to insist that despair not be the last word. Rosh Hashanah is not only about the awe of judgment, it is about the possibility of renewal. It is about the world we beg for, a world of justice, compassion, of peace. The assassination of Charlie Kirk is a massive tragedy in its own right, but it is also a mirror, reflecting back to us how deeply torn and broken our public life has become. It should shaken us not only because a courageous leader is gone, but because it forces us to confront what we have allowed our society to become. On Rosh Hashanah, we will recite words that feel almost unbearable in their urgency. Chol harishah. Hula ka'ashan techle yisa'avir memshelas zadon min ha'aretz, part of Shmoneh Esrei. We've recited many times over Rosh Hashanah. All wickedness will vanish like smoke when you referring to Hashem, to God, remove the rule of evil from the earth. These words don't feel distant this year. They feel like a cry. A broken world once again marked by senseless blood, by hatred that has gone too far. They remind us how much is broken, how much has been lost, and how badly we need a repair. And yet, even in the heaviness, we cling to the faint but urgent demand of these words, that wickedness not be the last word, that cruelty not be the only story we tell. The pain is raw, the fractures are deep, but these words also insist that another world is possible. Not easily, not automatically, but only if we refuse to grow numb. Only if we choose to see in this tragedy not just a loss, but also the call to change. This is the task of this season and of this moment. To stand in grief, to name the brokenness honestly, and still to refuse to give up the possibility of a repaired world. The Rabbi Larry Rothwack's words, I thank him again for his permission to share them with you. You can read them on your own at LarryRothwack.com. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Wonderful Shabbos.